This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That is right. All of our extremely dedicated listeners out in Medford and beyond, Great Songs for Dads is back after our 8-month hiatus with our new bi-weekly time slot that all the people demanded. Unfortunately, my co-host Daniela could not join me today for our new introductory session for the semester, but you better believe that I am using all of this extra real estate that I have now been given in this playlist to create the most eclectic mix possible for you all tonight. I'm excited to treat you all to it. I'm excited for this new late night slot for us. This ain't your mama's hours. This is not Safe Harbor hours, which means that we can play explicit music now, post 10 p.m. Very special, a very great new opportunity for us to explore. Kicking it off with this new introductory playlist for us for this new senior year semester is the opening track off the band's Geese latest album, 3D Country. I really, really like this album. Geese is a band that I have some personal connection to because my brother knows the manager of them, but outside of that, the album was getting really positive buzz. They take their like post-punk sort of sound in an interesting direction by just making it as wacky as possible, leaning into this, I don't even know, just like bizarre experimental rock cowboy vibe. It is out there. It is aggressive. It is exactly what you want to hear starting at 12 a.m. on a Tuesday. And I'm excited for to kick it off with you. And so here is 2122, the opening track off of Geese's latest album, 3D Country, coming at you now.
God of the sun, I'm ticking you down on the inside. When the Cayuga comes and closes my eyes, and we can die by the aircraft. Osiris of my life, I'm giving you the runaround. When the Ragnarok comes down and the sun and moon collide, we can make love in the end time. I'm trying to find the downside. In my life, looking for a place in my life, and I'm looking for a place in my life, and I'm looking for a place in my life, baby. Losing all faith in my life,
losing all faith in my life,
and I'm losing all faith in my life, and I'm looking for a way to the bright light. Spinning you round again to life.
son, I'm taking you down on the inside.
All right, you just heard back-to-back 2-1-2-2 by Geese. That was the opening track of their album 3D Country. I don't know. It's exactly what you want to hear at midnight when you're probably tired and waiting to go to sleep. Something that's just nonsensical noise. Aggressive guitar riffs coming out of nowhere. Super, super fun song. Super eclectic song. Very happy to put it in there. And then following it up with, contrary to what's actually on Spinatron right now, because this is, I think, the first time I've ever experienced this, Spinatron not having the exact song I was looking for, this was the Flaming Lips remix of Ya Love by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from their album. The original song was from their album Butterfly 3000. This is on their remix album Butterfly 3001. Depending on who you talk to, Flaming Lips is probably the most big name artist to have a remix of an original track on this remix album. I really like this song. I listened to it a ton last semester while I was abroad in London. Super fun and floaty, synth-focused reinterpretation of the original song. Better than the original song, I think. It is officially listed as Ya Love Flaming Lips Fascinating Haircut Redux. Coming up next, this is, I think, a Great Songs for Dads artist debut here. This is to celebrate the fact that we are not in safe harbor hours anymore. I looked through the official WMFO guide to make sure exactly what I can say, what I can't say, what I can play, what I can't play. I can't curse. I can play music that does curse as long as it's not, I forget the exact terms, like a reasonable amount of profanity or something, which I think this falls inside of. I have grown to not like this artist as much, if at all. But I think this is the one exception of one of their songs, which I still like and listen to from time to time. This is Bald! By JPEG Mafia, a single that he dropped in anticipation of his album LP, also Saw this guy in concert. It was crazy. It was also incredibly white. I think it is archetypal that I'm the one to play this song here. Typical JPEG Mafia stuff, you know, extremely sample-heavy rap song, no silent moment whatsoever in here. It needs to be filled with samples and 808s all the time, professional wrestling references. Yeah, it is the exception of an artist who I think now is just largely corny and unlistenable. But here is Bald by JPEG Mafia coming up.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Whoa. Fuck that bitch, I changed the plan. Switch my style like I switch hands. Block the witness, take the stand. Fuck out the way, bitch, back it up. Shit better get played in the palace. I can't treat niggas like big deals. Why put up a front, I'm callous. Bald, I look like Ray Allen. These niggas make beats on big wheels. Your vibes is not a challenge. Boy, you can't rap for shit. Shuttleworth bust me with talent. Hairline blue got in these balance. Bald.
Look, I'm cashing out. Young Darby, I'm tagging it. They gon' bring your casket out. I hope that you fit in it. Ooh, what you doing, gang? How you get caught with no gas? You niggas just got no prop. We gon' give you no slack, for real. Cause you pussy.
Whoa. Keep my business off the ground. Switch my style like I switch hands. Going to war in foreign land. Fuck out the way, bitch, back it up. Shit better get played in the palace.
I can't treat niggas like big deals. These toys don't come in no kid's meal. Been there, done that, unseen it. Now my girl about to fuck her like she is. They be fucking up my lyrics on genius. And these pussy ass critics repeat it. Been the same since even Stevens. Y'all niggas switch like the seasons. Y'all lives ain't got no meaning. And them deals ain't got no freedom. I can't just live it and leave it. Gotta smack it up, rip it up and eat it.
Can't feed your kid cause you spent that shit on your car. Take my hands, I'm going over squares like a VCR. Ball.
All right, you just heard Bald by JPEG Mafia. I did my whole spiel about that. And then I Believe by Caroline Polachek off of her latest album, Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. This was my introduction to Caroline Polachek, I think, even though I had heard her name tossed around all the time because it's like, oh, she's new age pop. Oh, she's hyper pop adjacent. Oh, she's whatever, whatever. Super, super solid art pop album. Really good. Really, really good. One of my favorites of 2023 so far. Super solid first half. Banger after banger. Pretty good but forgettable second half of the album. But this is a great song off of there. Really big fan of it. And then coming up, for all of our longtime dedicated Great Songs for Dads listeners, because as we know, there are so many of you. This show is so important and you're listening in all the time. You know me, you know the artists I always play, you should know who's coming up. It's Weezer, yes, that's right, it's my favorite artist. This is actually a really, really unique situation, because this is a Weezer song I had no idea existed. It is a B-side track off of 1994's Blue Album, which many people, including myself, hold to be Weezer's best album, their debut. I can't really describe the feeling of an album which is so good and singular in its sound, and then the band just goes and doesn't make an album that sounds like that ever again and only makes worse music, and then finding a B-side track that has that same singular sound that you have never heard before. It's an incredible experience. And I only heard about this because I saw Weezer in concert this summer, and it was so horribly, painfully awkward for me to be there. I sat next to a 30-something-year-old dad with his whole family there, and we were talking, and we were like, yeah, man, the Blue Album, it's great. Like, I love it so much. Even it was awful. It was horrible. Made me hate people. But anyway, this is Suzanne, a B-side off of the Blue Album. I'm specifically playing it. I know that I think there's an issue with Spinatron displaying exactly what song I'm playing and like where it's from. But I'm listing this as off of the Mallrats original motion picture soundtrack and not off of the deluxe version of the Blue Album or anything. I haven't seen the movie. I think it's funnier if I do it that way. And so this is Suzanne by Weezer. Off of the Mallrats original motion picture soundtrack, coming up.
Drama wise. another girl.
You just heard Sweet as the Night by Electric Light Orchestra off of their album Out of the Blue. This is an all-time classic for me. One of the first, I guess you could consider this classic rock. I don't know what sort of like pretentious specific genre term I would use for it, although I'm sure once I hear it, I'll be like, ah, of course, it fits. But yeah, this is one of those sort of older albums that I discovered sophomore year and wasn't raised on. But I was able to bond with my dad over one of my great dads, which these are great songs for. So if you're still listening at home this late at night, shout out to you, James. Also shout out to my friend Ross, who is not listening, even though he could be because it is 9 p.m. in California. He only listens to this type of music from the 70s. Anyway, we are a community-run radio station here at WMFO. That means that we are for the community. We want to look out for our community and make sure our community is doing well. I'm happy to announce that after coming back, after 8 months not in the studio, there are so many new PSAs for me to read, and I'm extremely excited to dive into all of them. lots of great new tips and advice for me to help out my local Eastern Massachusetts community here. A PSA of mine that was always my favorite was dried fruit, and I'm extremely happy to see that there is a new PSA for fresh fruit. So, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Tag yourself. You know how. You know how to reach me. Of course you do. Whether you are a fruit or a nut, I would like to know what your reasoning is and where you stand. I would also just like to point out that in the fresh fruit PSA, they say A is for apricots, even though most apricots you can buy at the grocery store are dried. So that's a little bit awkward for the people writing these PSAs, considering we do have a dried fruit PSA. So hashtag cringe. Coming up, though, this is technically an artist that I have not played yet on the show, and that is because this is King Ghidorah, which is one of MF Doom's many aliases. I am a big MF Doom fan. I have been since early high school. He loves just like these really wacky personae that he takes on, and part of that is that he has several albums under different names, technically as different artists, featuring a lot of the same artists, having different shticks. And so there's, you know, MF Doom, there's Mad Villainy, where he goes by Mad Villain, there is Danger, he has that album with Danger Mouse, The Mask and the Mask, which is like all Adult Swimmy. He has Victor Vaughn, where he has like one album, and then there is only one album under the alias King Ghidorah. And this is Take Me to Your Leader by King Ghidorah from the early 2000s, through and through an MF Doom album, except there is a plethora of features on here, including this one, Crazy World, one of my favorite songs off the album, doesn't even feature MF Doom at all. A lot of these songs don't really, or in a minimal amount. But I really, you can hear his production in there going like full blast, really like how it sounds. And so this was a new discovery to me. I had always heard of the album, never got past a few tracks, and now I'm really glad that I did. So this is Crazy World by King Ghidorah from Take Me to Your Leader, coming up next.
Telegraphing how you're living, it's all about me, all about you. In the crazy world, get it where you fit in. Choose out of roll the dough, then pull the pick in. Switch up and stuck, telegraphing how you're living. It's all about me, all about you. Check the plan, I'm above with them jumps, and I abolish them. Been doing it since 001 for $5. Pins like these and these with side pockets. Get the shine in a Zigbee shirt with white collars. Y'all was shocking, bam, bam, fat on Channel 5. I was scrambling. Did the show them heads, was satisfied with the leader inside the cup. Was just right, pressure been sucking ducks enough to buff pipes while I turn out the chicks to suck mics from strips to the bills and give them the dick and pull on their scales. Straight pimping, cat daddy, ain't nothing wrong with us. When the time calls for them, pumping, crawling, and busting. Then I knew shit the chicks, some youngins call disgusting. Fuck them in a button, have them suck off my nothing. Give them all they need and keep turning out tricks. Put them on a strip at 9, have them return about 6. And then press the hope on the burner out quick. Get move on the low, cause boom, spread the word of mouth quick. Get them pimples, pimp them, licks, slugs, lick them, sell drugs, sell them. Mixing up, turn you to a feather in the crazy world. Get it where you fit in. Choose how to roll the dough, then pull the thick in. Stitch up and stuck, telegraphing how you're living. It's all about me, all about you in the crazy world. Get it where you fit in. Choose how to roll the dough, then fold it back in. Switch up the stuck, telegraphing how you're living. It's all about me, all about you. Let's be close.
Ain't no doubt in the game. If it be the broke, they cutting the whole mount in the game. We still rock up 25%, so they chop up. Boy, they drop slows and they lock up. Open shop up, words fast, fast like bad ratchets. Fall back to the guards and they be bad asses. As they come back, it's pouring mad acid rain. Snow to hell, straight blow from themselves. Stash up, keep that dough for my bail. Plus a fofo with shells in case shit go to hell. We up on the hundreds of cash with two jammies. Plus this boy to transport the crack in the cool nannies. Can't pick the clip of a cat, it's too candy. Ride or die fan, those who rise is my mansion. Tell it how it is, throw rail staff with kids. Money smart, don't talk, just big shell down the chips. Down for the dips, it's gazelles and straight boomers. Having broad stash in the cash in the broad in the bloomers. Cock blocking the spot with fake rocks to add to it. Know that you're buzzing this cash to be faster than crazy world, get it when you fit in. Choose how to roll the dough, then pull the pick in. Switch up the stuff, telegraph, and how you live in. It's all about me, all about you in the crazy world. Get it when you fit in. Choose how to roll the dough, then pull the pick in. Switch up the stuff, telegraph, and how you live in. It's all about me, all about you, no doubt.
Thank you.
What a transition between songs. Wow, weren't those so consistent in tone and genre? After King Ghidorah, we listened to Love Story by Blade featuring Echo 2K off of his album Exeter. I am ashamed to say, maybe I'm not ashamed, it's just a fact of life now, Blade has hopped up to become my number one most listened to artist on Spotify ever at this point. I think I've maybe listened to every Blade album at this point. They all blend together to me. But I don't know. I like Exeter. I like this song specifically. It's a lot of the very like ethereal, floaty, kind of like fairy type of production. And this song is better because it's mostly Echo 2K here, who can actually sing. Blade just kind of like moans. And I have the strange deficiency in my brain that makes me like his music. And then after that, we had Landslide, a cover by the Smashing Pumpkins from their album Pisces Iscariot. I really like this. It's very different for the Smashing Pumpkins to have such a stripped-back acoustic song, and it being a Fleetwood Mac cover just sort of, like, makes it, I don't know, like, immediately better, for lack of a better word in my eyes, even if it is through Billy Corgan's really weird, like, nasally type of voice. But enough hating on my part, enough hating on the songs that I like and that I'm playing for you because I like them. Coming up next, we have Peppers by Lana Del Rey off of her latest album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? This came out while I was abroad. I didn't listen to it until this summer. This is probably one of my favorite songs off of the album because it just feels very Lana. As somebody who only started listening to Lana Del Rey a few months ago, in my professional opinion, it sounds very Lana in its interpolation of the Tommy Genesis sample and turning it into like a different thing. I don't know, man. I'm just saying what I'm feeling, man. Here's Peppers with Tommy Genesis, man. Okay, first you heard Peppers featuring Tommy Genesis because of the sample used by Lana Del Rey off of her album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? As I said before, felt very Lana. I'll try to spitball terms of why I think so to try to, I don't know, check boxes off of a chart or something. Soft-spoken. I sample reliant, towing the line between like alt rock ballad, but also kind of like not trappy, but like, you know, like towing the line differently, whatever. Then you heard Brooklyn Owes the Charmer Under Me by Steely Dan off of Can't Buy a Thrill. This was Steely Dan's debut album. This is unconfirmed. I've done no research on this specific song, but it does not sound like Donald Fagen, who is the main guy for Steely Dan. And I know that this album, Dirty Work, like everybody's favorite Steely Dan song, whatever, that also is not sung by Donald Fagen. Very much not so. This sounds like it could be Fagen, but I don't know, really, whether it is or not. But I've listened to this album again, and this was one that I sort of overlooked at first that I really like now. I really like, I don't know how like soft, and sort of like subtle it is, especially for a Steely Dan song, which are usually just like in your face with like so much like jazz influence and mixing and everything. I really like how subdued this is. And then for all of my soapbox lecturing about all these songs that I've been playing, if you take away nothing else from this night, please, please take away this last song that I'm going to play for you. It is so important for me. This is the band Pavement. Everybody who likes to wax lyrical about music loves to wax lyrical about Pavement. They're supposed to be one of the seminal bands of the 90s alt-rock scene. They were made fun of in Barbie because of how much people love to mansplain about Pavement. I'm not here to talk to you about Crooked Rain or Slanted and Enchanted. I'm here to talk to you about the fact that Pavement was the only full band that was brought on to Adult Swim's late-night comedy show, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, from the late 1990s to perform live on the show, even though it wasn't live because it was all pre-recorded. And I love Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I have seen every episode of Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Do with that information what you will and what it says about me. But I found out that Pavement has these really old compilation tapes where they put an alternate take, not even the take that was on the actual show, but an alternate take of that song onto this album. And this is potentially the deepest cut of a song that I have played on this show so far, because this is an alternate take of a song, like a joke song that they played on like this super, super niche, like fake joke talk show of a Hanna-Barbera character from the 60s interviewing celebrities from the 90s, buried in a compilation album of a band that I don't even like that much. But this is Space Ghost Theme 2 by Pavement. It is the last song I will play for you. Have a great night. I will see you again in 2 weeks with Daniela. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Space Ghost. Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Já virei calçada maltratada, e na virada quase nada me restou a curtição. Já rodei o mundo quase mudo, no entanto no segundo este livro veio à mão. Já senti saudades.